Sometimes it's been impatient, isn't it? I remember like last time when we are doing our building projects, I was so busy, really very busy. And sometimes very busy, you know, I still go to sit. And of course, sometimes when you sit, of course, when you're being busy, when you sit down, it's not easy, you just become peaceful immediately. But you just stay, you know, just be patient, patiently, just waiting in this moment, because whatever arises, it won't stay. They said patience itself also, you have that wisdom aspect. You have the quality, because you understand that whatever will not stay. Even you feel tired this moment, sometimes isn't it when we feel sleepy, sometimes if you continue not to sleep, sometimes it's past, isn't it? The same thing, you sit there, you know, but most people fight. You know, they fight. And then maybe they try to force themselves to focus on their breath, you know, they use all sorts of ways, you know, to fight with that, you know. So I can tell you, the more you do that, the worse. Because you are feeding it, you're fighting with that, you know. But just being patient, patient endurance, just endure, you know, a little bit of discomfort. And some people have the habit like, they want their comfort, right? A little bit discomfort that change the posture. Little bit discomfort that change the posture. So and I told this person, I said, you know, you can't do that. I said, if you continue to do that, you never become peaceful. Isn't it? You sit there, you feel a little bit discomfort, you change your posture. And then you sit, I think sometimes within an hour, don't know how many times, fidgeting all the time. So I said, imagine, how come you become peaceful? I said, just be patient, just endure a little bit, just allow. Sometimes, you know, no matter how, you know, sometimes we attach to the body, sometimes no matter how, you know, sometimes a little while you see, you always find that you have some discomfort in the body, isn't it? You never be really perfect, always have the really perfect posture, isn't it? Sometimes no matter how you try, you know, how you sit, a little while you feel a little bit discomfort here and there. So sometimes you just leave it alone, just patiently, just let it be. Patient endurance and patiently, just wait in this moment, actually will pass. And I discover I just sit there. I'm pretty tired also, I just sit there. You know, not expecting anything, I'm not fighting. Actually, that tiredness, you know, gone. You know, when the tiredness gone, actually my mind become really peaceful and calm and I can really focus. You know, just sit there. Even sometimes you feel sleepy, you don't try to fight with sleepiness. The more you fight, the worse. You know, sometimes you just let it be. Or any discomfort, sometimes you might feel some agitation, irritation. Then you just let it be. You know, if I put a little bit discomfort, you know, of course if you truly have certain injuries that it really causes that, you know, you have great pain, you know. And of course, you know, if it's, you know, you don't, when I said, you know, you endure, you know, you know, you just patiently sit with that. But I'm not asking you to force yourself to sit for 3 hours, not to move, you know. And some people, forcing too much, you know. When I said, you know, patient and endurance, they endure a little bit, just let it be, and just let it pass this week, you know. But not to force yourself, like, you know, to sit like, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours, and then you're really in agony. And that one a bit too much, like yesterday, my thoughts are middle way. Sometimes you become too pushy, you push too hard, you know. Sometimes just sit there, just endure, you know. Whether sometimes maybe you can, sometimes the weather is a bit hot, and then you feel a little bit sweaty. And then you find it very difficult to focus, isn't it, when it's really sweaty, you know, hot, you know, and humid. Then sometimes you just, okay, just endure and patient, just sit there. Then after a while, you're okay. I remember, you know, when I was in Thailand, it's so hot, so humid, you know, especially in May, it's really hot. And then you live in the Kuti, they just have a tin roof, you know, and because of lots of mosquito. So I have to hide under the mosquito, and truly very hot because of the mosquito net itself also, it blocked the wind, you know, the wind blew, you know. I can tell you when I get up, when sometimes I sit there 2 hours, 3 hours, when I get up, I can tell you my whole cushion all wet, truly sweat, I can really squeeze, you know. But at the moment, I have that discomfort, so I just, okay, just endure and just bear with that. And then later a while, it's okay, you know. Because sometimes it's to constantly try to find the best posture. You always try to find, you know, the most comfortable posture, you know. You keep wiggling and keep fidgeting, you know. Then it cannot be peaceful, very difficult, you know. If you keep changing posture because a little bit discomfort, you change. So how can you become peaceful? So even I told that person, I said, you don't have to fight and force yourself within 1 hour not to move. But at least, I said, you know, at least you bear with that discomfort. At least maybe, you know, within an hour, you try maybe 20 minutes not to move. Not every 5 minutes, you know, then at least you're making an effort, you know, and not to fidget, you know. Then, you know, then slowly maybe next time, you know, within an hour you fidget 3 times, you know, and then, you know, and then maybe an hour twice, you know, and then slowly you don't fidget, you know. And because if you're doing that, it's very difficult. Constantly you try to get, because little bit discomfort you change, and then you always try to look for the most comfortable posture. And you know, you cannot become peaceful. Your mind being always stirred up because you keep moving, you know. There's like sometimes like cold or hot, you know. And sometimes, of course, you know, we have to bear with a little bit, you know. Even sometimes we have lots of mosquito. You sit there and the mosquito go around, you know, or the flies, you know, go around you. Sometimes you just okay, just bear with that, you know. Sometimes. You just let it be, bear with that, and then you wait for a little while, and sometimes you have forgotten, because when you be able to focus on your breath, sometimes until when you finish meditating, you realize that you have quite a bit of mosquito bite. But that moment when you focus on your breath, you don't feel the bite because you are focused on your breath. That's why. But the Buddha said, patience is the fastest way, you know. Sometimes we think that, you know, we try to look for shortcut, you know. So we try to get rid of all the discomfort, you know. And then actually, the harder you try, the worse, you know. You try to do all sorts of things. And also, it's also good that we can also develop that patience through our daily life, you know. Sometimes we slow down our pace a little bit, you know, so a little bit, you know. So sometimes some of the things that, you know, whatever, we don't have to solve the problem immediately. We just leave it, just be patient a little bit. Sometimes even things will sort out themselves, isn't it? So sometimes it's important, it's important that you develop this quality also throughout your daily life, you know. And when you have that kind of attitude, you know, whatever you do, you be very patient, you know. Then when you sit in meditation, you know, when you meditate, you have the same mentality. This is how you carry it forward to your meditation. You have the mentality. They say it's important because sometimes people are very impatient, whatever they want to get it right now, cannot wait, cannot even wait for a minute, you know. Some people so impatient, they want it happen to yesterday, you know. And that's why if in your daily life, it's also important because some people think that is, you know, the whole part of practice is even outside your meditation is important. Your attitude, how you live your life, you know. So in your life, outside meditation, you know, throughout, so just be a bit more patient whatever you do, and not to rush from one thing to another. First of all, try to slow down. Try that to slow down first. Just be patient with whatever we do. So when we sit in the meditation, then we become, you know, more patient. Just be patient. Because whatever things, you know, it won't stay for forever. The discomfort or the cold or the hot, you know, whatever discomfort, you know, that you're experiencing, it won't stay forever. And that's why patient itself also have that wisdom. Expect because based on the understanding that things won't stay, you know, then you let it pass. Then after that discomfort pass, and actually we very peaceful. Even sometimes I really tired, I do feel sleepy, Sometimes I stood, I just sit there, I still sit. Sometimes people will say, oh, since I'm sleepy, I might as well go to bed, I might as well sleep. You know, you just sit there, you know, you just let it be. You just patiently sit and allow the sleepiness pass, you know, just waiting patiently in that moment, just to endure that, just sit. Then actually the moment that sleepiness gone, actually the mind become really bright actually and very peaceful. The moment my sleepiness gone, then the mind is so peaceful, you know, because that passed, because whatever arises, it bound to pass away, it will subside by itself. Actually, we don't have to do anything. But most people, they try too hard. They try to get rid of it. They try to fight with that. But actually, you make it the worst. So if you understand that, you know, whatever you're experiencing right now is not going to stay. Because you develop the confidence, you understand that it won't stay. So even sometimes very busy, you know, you come back from work, and some people say that, oh, very difficult to sit. It's okay, doesn't matter. You still sit. You just sit there. Even you can't focus on your breath, never mind. Still sit, you know. Develop the habit, you know. Then you still peaceful, you know, even though sometimes you find that your mind can't focus on the breath, but you just sit there, even your mind is very busy. And then you just sit there, just aware that how busy your mind is. And even you sit for an hour, you still somehow, your mind become peaceful. Just sit there and patiently, you know, just patiently endure, you know, that whatever discomfort, agitation, irritation that you experience right now, but not try to just get up or try to fight with that, or try to, some people might some people tend to use, I know someone, when this person having discomfort, she will try to do contemplation or reflection. But actually, most of the time, the contemplation, the reflection becomes fantasy. Because when you reflect, you have the mind, your mind has to be very peaceful and calm. Only you can contemplate and you reflect, isn't it? If your mind is not in that state, it's not peaceful and calm, you try to reflect and contemplate, that is not reflection. That is actually becomes a thinking, you know, and then she sucked into all the fantasy, thinking of these good things, and then she think, and then this person think that she's reflecting. Actually, I told this person, no, I said, you, this is thinking, because your mind is not peaceful, your mind is not calm, you know, and then you distract yourself using, think, you know, by thinking other things, and go into all the fantasy, you know, and then I said, this is not the way to go, you know. I said, it's okay, you just bear with that, you know, just continue to sit. And she think that she got a good strategy, you know, thinking good thing to keep her happy. I said, she thought that it's reflection. I said, this is not reflection, because your mind is not peaceful. So normally we encourage people to reflect only after meditation, after that your mind is really peaceful, when your mind is really calm. Then you reflect and contemplate. But your mind is not peaceful and calm, and that is not reflection, isn't it? It's thinking, you're only running away from things. You are distracting yourself, thinking other things to distract yourself. So looking for escape, looking for distraction. That is distraction, is thinking. And you suck into this fantasy. And that is not, and then that's why you will never become peaceful, you never ever develop your mind, and you never establish that mindfulness. So people use all sorts of way running away from what they're experiencing right now, because especially with unpleasant feelings, and we try to run away, and we try to distract ourselves, you know, using all sorts of, you know, so-called skillful means, you know, like into thinking, or you know, into using willpower to try to stop, or try to fight with that, try to stop that unpleasantness. So no. So it's good to develop these qualities. That's patient endurance is the highest virtue. And this quality, you know, is the fastest way. Patient is the fastest way. If you think of all sorts of way, you think that will be faster, I tell you, you're away further from the goal. That's why just patiently wait. If you have any unpleasantness, discomfort, just patiently wait in this moment. So I offer this for today's reflection so we can start the meditation now. Just find a comfortable posture. And bring your awareness to your body. Just spend a few moments just relax your body. And just aware the sensations, the feelings in your body. Just recognize and acknowledge whatever feelings, sensation that you experience in this moment. All your effort in this moment, just knowing what's happening in this moment. Just allowing whatever feelings, sensation that you're experiencing right now and just letting it be. And just stay with this moment, making peace with this moment, make peace with any agitation, irritation in this moment. Begin the meditation by breathing in agitation or any irritations, whatever unpleasantness and breathing out peace. We make peace with the unpleasantness. Breathing in. Any unpleasantness and breathing out peace. Any questions or comments? Any questions? Any comments? Wisdom. It's very strange questions. I don't know what she's trying to ask. Oh, I think like the Vipassana type, you know. Okay. So I'm not quite sure these questions they talk about. One is mind impressions, and if you have this mind impression, this is also means that we have this wisdom impression, depression. This is trying to ask this, that I think maybe this question is trying to say that when through meditation, sometimes they have that you know, like when you're in that deep meditation, you have that wisdom, isn't it? I don't know what he's trying to ask. Yeah. Through the wisdom. But the wisdom, actually the wisdom come from the stillness of the mind. So that's why I don't know why. But when our mind become really still, and when your mind become really still, and that we already abandon or suppress, you know, the five hindrances. Because with the five hindrances, we can't really see things. We don't perceive things purely, you know. So that's why when the mind come to, that's why sometimes a lot of people think that they have the nibbita, that they're turning away. Why we've been coming back again and again, you know, in this samsara, because of we don't see non-self. So to be able to see non-self, you have to have the wisdom to see that. The wisdom come from clarity, the wisdom come from stillness. So the wisdom born of stillness, when your mind become completely still, you'll be able to see things, perceive things as it truly are. You can see things that is, you can see non-self, you know. Because, for example, if you try to keep walking and we try to see, you can't see things. You know, so whatever we said, when we have that the wisdom actually is arise born of stillness, when your mind in the deep state, when your mind become really still, that's why this is how we encourage. We not normally that the after the fourth jhana, and your mind become really still, then that is where after that only you into that contemplation, because that mind, your mind is really still, you be able to penetrate through. That you can see non-self, you'll be able to see the three characteristics. But if your mind is not that, because what we see, the perception, is all whatever we perceive, actually we are not perceiving as it truly is. So it's all colored, it's all according to our likes and dislikes. So that's why that's the kind of wisdom here actually is born. Like the Buddhists mentioned, that is no jhana without wisdom, no wisdom without jhana. So you have to have the stillness. So the wisdom born of stillness. So that's why this is what my understanding, you know. Because actually we no need to be in that deep state. So when your mind is really still, you can really, you know, when your mind really becomes really still, or sometimes when you're peaceful, you have more clarity, isn't it? So for example, sometimes when we are confused, we can't decide anything. So if you just sit down quietly, just be peaceful and calm yourself down, and then you have more clarity, you say, oh, I know what to do. You know, and that is also wisdom, but of course this is not the supramundane wisdom, you know, that it's more inside, it's not the big inside. So actually the wisdom born of stillness, when your mind becomes peaceful and calm, you have that inside. So that's why it's not easy the mind become completely still, isn't it? Because we still have the five interests haven't abandoned yet, like desires, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt, and that crowd the mind. So that's why you decide to be able to really see the three characteristics, same non-self, that you have to be really in that, really the mind really has to be really still. So whenever your mind moves, your mind is not still. So that kind of the Buddha talk about this kind of wisdom, the wisdom that really born of stillness, when your mind become really still. When your mind become really still, then you can see things, because your mind is so refined, you'll be able to see things that you normally can't see. You know, like for example, like some of those underlying tendency we have, some of those habitual pattern that we have. Before we practice, we can't see we having that. We don't even know that we're doing it, because it's very, the kind of refined defilements, we don't see ourselves doing it. But over a period of time, we started to practice, as we develop our mindfulness, become strong, we become more aware, and then we started to see, isn't it? Yeah, we have certain habit patterns, we do certain things, you know, and then, oh, you know, previously we can't see that. So because your mind have to be really, have to develop, and your mind become peaceful and really more and more calm, then you'll be able to see that. That's why sometimes people like to do reflection. They think that this is wisdom, this is insight. You know, they do a lot of contemplation, and that sometimes it's not contemplation if your mind is not peaceful, your mind is not still. So actually it's thinking. You know, that's why I try, people think that this is, because when the Buddha talk about wise reflection, actually the Buddha's always reflect that the wise reflection is always come from the peaceful mind. It's not that you try, some people think that that is inside, you know, actually it's not inside, and then sometimes it seems that so profound, you know, but actually that's a thinking. It's still conceptual, it's still not that you perceiving things purely. So in yoga, you can choose from many different positions. Some are much more comfortable, like a crocodile pose. And then, is there any limits from using non-sitting position? Yeah, you can, of course, you know, whatever posture that you feel comfortable, but make sure don't lie down. Lie down, you will sleep. I mean, sometimes you can develop, you know, any posture through walking, through your movement, you know, that try to develop a mindfulness through a coarser, from a coarser object to a more refined object, because breath is a more refined object. That's why sometimes throughout, you know, when you work, you know, you can develop mindfulness through that, you know, aware of your bodily. So how many of us really present, isn't it? So sometimes we might be here doing something, washing dishes, but our mind somewhere else. But if you be able to focus on your movement, on when you're doing your dishes, you know, then actually you're present, and actually you'll be able to develop that. The washing dishes becomes a meditation object. And then actually if you be able to do that throughout, you can make use of that when you're doing work, you've been present, you know, that whatever you do right now becomes an object. And then when you sit in meditation, it's very easy because it's continuous, you know. And walking is also can, you know, when you walk. So whatever posture, you know, that, you know, we don't limit, you know, from, I mean, non-sitting, I don't know, you know, it's good that, you know, those posture that, you know, you feel comfortable, but I don't know about the kokoda, is it like this? You know, they do this kind of, you know. I don't think that it's really comfortable. I don't know. I haven't done that. Do you know how it look like crocodile pose? But I think you can do standing, walking, and aware of your movement. I mean, it's also good. You can do that. You can develop. You can establish and develop your mindfulness through your movement. Even doing yoga, you're aware of your movement, your stretching. That also help, you know. But you still have to come back and sit, you know, the sitting, because mindfulness is a more on a more coarser level. So when you sit breathing, you know, when you mindfulness on a breathing, because breathing itself is a very subtle object. If you be able to observe your breath, that means your mindfulness have to be stronger, you know, you have to be your mindfulness have to be strong enough, sharp enough to be able to observe this subtle object. But if you still, you know, yes, you can develop and establish through the all sorts of posture, but that is more the cause, you know, not that refined, sharp, you know, mindfulness. But we can make use of that, you know. Develop our mindfulness through a coarser, from a coarser level to more refined level. But not only doing that, but I think you still have to sit down still and watch the breath. Then you can really go deeper. By doing that, your mind won't go deep. I mean, yes, it gives you, give you a bit of, you know, develop a bit of mindfulness, yes, you know, and then awareness, you know, but you can't go deep. So you truly have to sit down. And the breath, because breath is a very subtle object, then observe your breath and your mind can go really deep, you know, and you'll be able to attain a more deeper level and your mind become really still. But by moving, your mind cannot really still, but it's helped you to, you know, to deliver some level to some level of your mindfulness. But that is helped you in sitting. When we move, we're aware of our movement, that is awareness of your body, you know, your feeling, sensation, because that is a causal object. So we just try to establish mindfulness through a causal object. But we have to go back to the refined, a more subtle object. The more subtle object, your mind become really still. So through movement, yes, there is awareness, but the kind of awareness, mindfulness is not strong enough, you know, to be able to attain that deeper state. You have to have super mindfulness. It's really strong mindfulness, that very sharp, you know, really alert. But that is still mindful, but it's more on a coarser level. So, any more questions or comments? No more questions or comments? Anymore? No? Okay, so we end up today's session.